Oh, yeah, it's a football Friday. The Wake Up Show is presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. Apply at 84lumber.com. Dan Orlovsky, he ran out of the back of the end zone with the Detroit Lions. But ever since that, it's been nothing but up. For Orlovsky, he's an ESPN analyst. He is one of the best around. Fantastic job of breaking down plays, coverages, all the above. And he did so on NFL Live earlier this week. And saying about the Steelers, he can't quit on them just yet.
I agree with Coach Tomlin.
Yeah.
The Steelers' offense still very predictable, all that stuff. Two things I can guarantee you. Number one, they are going to throw go routes or fades, potential back shoulders to George Pickens. I would too, as well. Like, they motion Najee Harris. He's the only guy at the bottom of the screen. He's reading that safety. Does he hang for a little bit? If he does not go over the top and double team, I'm throwing the ball to Pickens. And I'm probably going to throw it on a back shoulder because his ability to judge it is perfect. That is going to happen four or five times a game. The reality is, if they hit two or three, they'll play okay. If they don't, they're going to play poorly. This is an out route to Deontay Johnson. Cut, split. The corner is outside. This is a very scary throw for quarterbacks. You got a running back that's trying to protect. Linebacker coming free. Defensive back still outside. If that ball's not perfect, it's picked and game over. That's that clutch throw. This is the one to seal the game. Now Pickens is in the slot. Seven guys up at the line of scrimmage. Who's coming? Who's not? Only four rushers. Everybody else drops out. This is a simulated pressure. Pickens is running down the middle of the field. Those linebackers, they're not deep enough. As I'm getting hit, I'm going to cut this ball loose thinking that middle linebacker is not going to run through enough. And that is a play that essentially seals the game.
Basically, what Orlovsky is getting at, and that was all, a lot of it, fourth quarter plays, the Steelers, and really just allowing Kenny Pickett to drop it in the bucket. Since week five, Pickett has a total QBR in the fourth quarter of 83. That's second in the NFL. Now, Pickett deserves some credit. He still needs to be able to step up in the pocket, not spin out away when pressure is collapsing in on him. But a ton of the plays that we saw the Steelers making in the Rams game, as Orlovsky alluded to, these are timing routes. And all the Pickens play, the back shoulder routes against the sideline, yeah, you want to see them use the middle of the field a little bit, and they did this week. A lot of those plays are timing routes. Pickens is throwing to Deontay Johnson over the middle. Slant route. Slant routes, you know, maybe, just maybe slant routes. People might say they're, just utilized in like a high school offense. It's a high school type play. Slant routes are good. Deontay Johnson capitalized 15 yards off a slant route. The Steelers basically sealed the game on more of a post route, a deeper slant route to seal it. And Deontay Johnson along the sideline. Johnson definitely, we know how the big play ability of George Pickens. And how Pickett and him have been on pretty much the same page. Having Deontay Johnson back, that's huge for this offense. Because it takes some attention away from Pickens, and teams can't double-team him because they got to respect the $18 million man, number 18. So I think there's some good things that we've seen progressing from the Steelers' offense. It's not perfect. It won't be perfect. Nobody thinks it will be. But there's some good things that are coming from this team in the fourth quarter, and it's why you just can't say die on this team yet. They're 4-2. There's been comparisons to the Denver Broncos with Tim Tebow and Kenny Pickett is a similar type of guy. That's not the case. I mean, Tebow at Florida, national championship level quarterback. Kenny Pickett was a Heisman finalist. A lot more flair around Tim Tebow. You know, he legitimately was just a poor quarterback. Where Kenny Pickett, I think, more has his more intangibles and just plays the position better. Yeah, the defense backs up both of the guys, but I don't really see that as a realistic thing that you can point to as a solid comparison, just because I think the quarterbacks are different in the way that they play. Tebow was also heavy run-oriented quarterback. Well, George Pickens, Well, it seems like he is excited, I guess, to face the Jacksonville Jaguars. Well, he called them a hope defense. What? George, explain.
Speed off of, you know, personal connection.
George, why has Jacksonville been susceptible for the pass? I mean, I think they have one of the worst pass defense, especially the last three games. I think they're last.
Yeah, I think their D-line, they depend on their D-line a lot. With their team, you know, having a lot of first-round guys on that D-line, that's what they depend on a lot. And they kind of, you know, hope, you know what I mean? Hope the guys hold up long enough, hope. So it's kind of a hope defense for sure. Speed off of, you know, personal.
What? A hope defense. So that was posted on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, by Brian Bacco. Richie Wallace asked the question. Thanks to those guys for that. Yeah. Jacksonville is second to last in total passing yards on the year, allowing 274 yards a game through the air, but fourth in rushing yards allowed at 81. 23rd in total yards allowed at 365. I just, there are things that you can think and there are things that you can say. And I think this is partly why people have this opinion and thought process on George Pickens that he really can be a diva mentality and a diva personality. And if people didn't think this literally when he was drafted and he stood in front of the TV in what became a national meme, looking at the TV with his hood up and just kind of nodding at the TV, which was, we all thought was funny at the time. I mean, it's still funny now. But I mean, like, it was interesting. You didn't just automatically think, okay, George Pickens is a diva because of that. He battled some injuries at Georgia, some inconsistencies. We all knew how good of a player he was at Georgia. Hell, I wanted the Steelers to draft him. I didn't know if they would, but I mean, I've seen him play in that Georgia offense in college, and he was just dynamic, explosive, big play guy. And that's what he is for the Steelers. I mean, he's their number one. He is their best wide receiver. He's their most talented wide receiver. Deontay Johnson right now is probably still their best all-around wide receiver and total route tree that he has at his disposal and what he can do with the football and everything in that nature. But there is a problem with George Pickens. It's slight. He's a great player. I'll take some lumps here and there because of how great he is. I'm not trying to characterize George Pickens as a bad guy and as somebody who we shouldn't stand behind and root for. I like George Pickens. I like him a lot. I think he's a fantastic wide receiver. I think overall, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, say things like this, they're characterized in ways really that they shouldn't, and they're over-criticized. Should George Pickens be criticized for calling Jacksonville a hope defense? Yeah, a little bit. It's kind of like saying, it's like, kind of like Patrick Peterson saying, you know, the San Francisco 49ers have tells. Bulletin board material, I think it's a real thing. It can be a motivational thing. Yeah, if you're in the NFL, how much motivation do you really need? I understand that. I get that. But it's just something extra. Something extra that's just unnecessary. If George Pickens is saying that to Deontay Johnson, or to Kenny Pickett, or Mike Tomlin, okay. A little bit different than saying it to the media. I do like his honesty. Honesty is the best policy, a term that's very often used, but is it? So I'm a little bit, I'm concerned. Concern, panic, or doom? I'm concerned. I'm not panicking yet on George Pickens. We know how talented he is. I'm just hoping that the Steelers can kind of rein him in a little bit and just kind of say, George, I don't need to say that. We don't need 15-yard penalties for unsportsmanlike conduct, which seemingly has happened every week now. Is George Pickens becoming a diva? I'd side on yes more than no, but I'm not willing to, you know, go all in on one way or the other right now. I want to see more, and if his play continues to be as great as it has been, we'll see what happens. But do want to see a little bit less talk and just continue to play well and not create any distractions, because it can be a real thing. Keep Ryan Hayes, Fielding Bible winner at third base. He's the defensive player of the year. he just continues to rack up accolades. Should be the Gold Glove winner. Should be the Platinum Glove winner as the best defensive fielder, really, in all of baseball. It's the first time that SIS Baseball has given this honor as a part of the Fielding Bible Awards. He led all third basemen in defensive runs saved in 2023, the runaway leader in runs saved at third base since 2020. Cabrian Hayes has been he's a star defensively for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he's a finalist for the Gold Glove. Nolan Arenado is not. Arenado, who seemingly has won the last 10, I think it's 8, maybe 9 Gold Gloves. He's been fantastic at the hot corner. But Cabrian Hayes should have won it last year. He probably should have won it the year before. He's the best defensive player in the game. At third base, the best out of anybody. And it's good to see him get that recognition. The pre-show is next, right here on The Fan.
Yep.